This is Our Planet Radio.
Okay, sports fans, we're back again, and
this is awesome, Randy. I said, okay, if Ion doesn't want us to go on with this because we never discussed it in public before, he'll call back, and he did, and he disconnected us. And so let's go on to new questions or take callers.
Do we?
Or new topic.
We can take some callers, and this may be a good break since clearly this does not want to be let out right now. Area code 717-910-0544. Again, area code 717-910-0544. All calls to our guests on topic for the show tonight, please. Disincarnate entities, welcome to call as well.
And mergers of chip body and astral plane, not just discarnate.
I guess, you know, maybe what we could do, Bob, is because I want to get into the RNA drops. And
yes, let's do that.
You have a background, and you mentioned Dave Worcester, you mentioned the Evergreens. You have a background in dealing with channeled entities. You there, guys?
Did someone interrupt you again?
No. We're just getting messed with majorly here. I've never had this much trouble before. I have never. No, I mean, we've suffered. We've actually had catastrophic disasters, but not on a repeating basis. This is like,
you've arrived, Randy.
Yes, not anymore will you be treated as a charlatan, Randy.
No, or a two-bit talk show host. That's
not anymore.
See, the last shall be first. So I'm looking at this as ascension. So basically,
you can ask for a raise.
Take notice out there. There is an interest. So, like I was saying, you have a background in dealing with channeled entities, and was that part of your intelligence background? Because I know we talked in the interview we did before that the intelligence agencies they were actually using the Evergreens, right?
Yes. Now, here's the thing. I was on the Secret Council 10, and my competitors were Prince Charles, the representative of Gorbachev named Mr. Romanov, but not a member of the Tsarist Romanovs. And then the Turner Taxis family, and then the Rockefeller family, an American contingent. And when the Evergreens, I experienced the Evergreens in 1980, and I started using them especially in 85, 86. And here was the race to become the new chairman of the Secret Council 10. And the Evergreens helped me. Prince Charles did not use the Evergreens, neither did Turner Taxis. It gave me an advantage. So the oligarchs have always, as Ian was just saying in that first session, on March 18, 2009, that they've always used the mediums and had access to parallel worlds. That's the secret of all the big empires. But the people around me were not familiar with that for some reason, or I think that they were using older forms. And the Evergreens were a new breakthrough, just as cosmic awareness was 40 years ago. And then after the Evergreens was Ion. So I had the luck of finding the more avant-garde, the more advanced versions, and my colleagues were used to their own well-trodden paths of success in the old forms of psychic activity. So I just tuned into the new stuff, and maybe it came to me. So I certainly was ready to be the recipient of ION. Now, a year after all this happened, I was talking to JW, and he told me, he said, Bob, we were talking about, you know, I was saying, well, I created this thing. This must be the greatest invention ever happened in the middle of the world.
In the middle of the world?
Yeah, I just said that. I like that phrase.
Your middle kingdom. That's your middle kingdom.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice.
And so JW says, well, wait a minute, Bob. There's no way I would have let you meddle with me unless Carolyn had been there. And I'm saying, so you're saying, when Ion's always saying, you create this, Bob, Ion used to always say that, actually, Ion has to include Carolyn. And JW says, definitely, there's no way I would let you wild duck, you know.
Mess with my head.
But I trusted Carolyn as a doctor that because she was sitting there, I could relax and laugh. So really what it was like the first line, JW, Carolyn and me, the three of us, a triangulation, evoke this ION thing. Now, JW, as I got to know him, he was pretty a tuned-in guy naturally. I won't go into some of it because this might be confidential, but he did not, because it was natural, he did not know anything about the New Age world or anything. But when he heard about The Secret, that thing that came out in 2006, that big ad blitz about, hey, The Secret's going to come out in May or something. So some people he knew were telling him about it. So he got into it, and he told us to look at it, and Carolyn looked at it, but I didn't. But when it happened, he watched the tape, and he was taken by the Esther Hicks. And so he got in touch with Esther Hicks, and he went to some Abraham sessions, and actually became a star at those sessions, because in the Abraham's performances, they pick people out of the audience to go sit in a chair. I've seen this on recording, and people have gone there tell me this. I never went myself. And they were always picking, this would be in late 2006, 2007, maybe into early 2008. They were always picking JW. And there have been people that are going there 5, 6, 10 years, never got picked. So he actually became an unwelcome person there, or at least that's what people were privately thinking. But, you know, so people who have big collections of the Abraham sessions, those recordings they sell, you go back 2006, 2007, you'll hear JW asking questions. But JW got frustrated because he couldn't have a private session with him. He couldn't talk about what he was really concerned about, you know, in public. Mm-hmm. And then I told him about the Evergreens, and I played him some Evergreens, and he was amazed. He said, look, they're describing Hillary and Bill Clinton to the T, because he knew them. And this is what you could get from this source, Bob? I said, yeah, I've had this since 1980. That's why I whooped Prince Charles and turned the taxes. He said, I can see that. He says, how do we get to them? Well, they're not here anymore. So we got frustrated, or he was frustrated, but he went back to the Abrahams. But after a while, he got a bit sort of thought there was something not working here, because every 6 months, the same people show up and talk about this great red car they want, and they hadn't got it yet, and they were energizing it and trying to use the law of attraction. So that was JW's experience with that world. Then ION shows up. Now, if you listen to the early months of ION, there's a lot of language from the Abrahams, a lot of the words, mm-hmm. and that's because that's within JW's head, because he had experienced it. And he appreciated what he got from the Abrahams, but he felt there was a limitation. So then he didn't know the solution showed up when ION showed up. So then as I got to know ION better, within a few months, ION was starting to point out the mistakes of everything that the Abraham said, that it was very limited. He says, not bad for people who would never even consider this kind of stuff, and they've got New York Times bestsellers, but ION would say, if you want to be part of the leading edge, you're never going to have a big crowd. And the Abrahams were starting to get a big crowd because they weren't leading edge anymore. So ION came up with a counter, an antidote to the law of attraction. It's called the unlawful degree of magnetism. We've done a lot on cellular and physics and all this chemistry on the meaning of that law. So if you have just heard ION in the early years, early shows and cash flows, I remember one person told me, he's just the Abrahams on steroids. Well, you might think that from the language, but let me tell you, it is so far removed what I had to say that it got to the point last November where ION said, everything that we have said on the radio here for the last 2 years, forget it. It was just for the 99%ers. We're interested in the 1%ers. This is right when the Occupy Wall Street was happening, so ION was taking a dig there. We're not interested in the 99%ers. We're into the 1%ers. Now, 1%ers, ION didn't mean economic elite. He meant those whoever, what's the phrase, Carolyn? Whoever so will, or whoever will so ever.
Whosoever shall, yeah. Yeah.
Whosoever will.
Yeah.
He says that's who the 1%, and we're here, and we're not. I just played something last week about this issue of the elite, and Ian says yes, there's elite, but we're not telling you who it is. So you're eligible to be part of the elite, or there's people that have a good time in these troubling era. He discounts everything that was said, all that great wisdom which blew people away. It's puny compared to what's coming soon with Ion. Now you have to be around now to hear that. If you heard Ion a year and a half ago and heard some law of attraction bullshit, which Ion never even really admitted that, you're going to be not up to date. And I'm telling you, this show is always to tell people to update yourself. You're out of touch. You don't know what's happening. Forget whatever you heard. Forget the interview I did with Randy 2 weeks ago.
Calm down, Bob. Calm down.
Okay.
That's the only reason he has me on the show.
Yes. I'm like J.W. I would not do this show unless I had a doctor with me.
Right. Yeah. And calming down a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I guess the whole thing about Ion is that he took this thing to a whole different level. He ramped it up. One of the things that I sense, and I've gone back and listened to as many recordings as I could access, and his personality, the collective personality that comes through JW, seems to be formed of you and Carolyn plus JW.
Yes, I agree.
A composite. There's a huge slice of all three of you in it. You can hear it, nuances in the voice. I've listened to some of the shows where JW was on. His voice is it's different in the sense that there's inflections that are present in JW's voice that are not in Ion's. There's a different timbre to his voice, I guess, would be the way
less
to say.
Rich, not as full and rich.
Right, yeah. It's like Ion seems to be able to project. He has a resonance. That's the word I was looking for. There's a resonance to his voice. So his composite is projecting not only a collective of knowledge coming from this group entity, but also interacting with the personalities of the people who have brought him through.
Right. Let me say this, Randy. You may have more to say. I'll just say this. The Ion has always been consistent. It says, Ion, the Goff, when you transition, you go into a bliss state. Everybody does. Adolf Hitler to the lowest of low or the highest of the high. It's all the same blissed out state, and you can't create in that state. And Ion, being the environment of that state, can't create. And that's what Ion said for a year and a half. Therefore, every word that it said, for example, 2 months after Ion started, he started to create a medical book with Carolyn, going through every disease and giving their view, countering with Carolyn's statement about what should we do with these diseases. And after a while, it was so astounding, the biology, the chemical and medical knowledge that I was hearing during these sessions that Carolyn was having with Ion. I asked Ion, he says, how do you know all this stuff? We don't know anything. We get it all from Carolyn. So they can go into Carolyn's archive in her brain that she heard in med school or something that she's long forgotten, but it's there in her being. And so Ion always said, there is no Ion here to speak. You're only hearing us completing what you're trying to say or doing it better or clarifying it. But that changed 6 months or a year ago when Ion said, here's the new metaphysical, theological, whatever revolution. Now that the non-physical and the guff is collapsing and disappearing, non-physical now can now create. And we're here to create. And then that meant to me that they'd been creating since they showed up. But it couldn't say that right away. And that's why Ion could speak. It was creating, but it's certainly a large part of it was just taking what was there. I mean, there's Squidbillies stuff started to come out real early, that cartoon show. It's made in Atlanta, Georgia. I found out a while later that JW knew the creators. So the Squidbilly jokes were coming out of JW's mind. That's what I was using. So go back to your point now. Okay, so yes, it's if you had someone else, some people, Angela and Chad on a show a few weeks ago, they were raising this point. If someone else, if Ion showed up to someone else, you'd have a whole bunch of different stuff they were wondering. And Angela's theory is that every time we had a private session with somebody, Ion would incorporate that person's personality and knowledge base into them. And so Ion would start to change as we got up to 200, 300, 400 private sessions. It was like Ion, and now that's where Angela sometimes projects a paranoid thing. playfully, that maybe Ion is eating us all up, going to absorb us all, and then go into another dimension or be another dimension. But it's a Pac-Man eating us up. So, yes.
Interesting metaphor there. That's interesting. Yeah. Because basically, Ion is here to, I guess, in a lot of ways, I know James, Hollywood
to
James.
The key word is to complete everything. He completes the book of Revelation. He explains in 68 hours what no one had ever known for 2,000 years, and he completes it. And when you hear the series, it does get completed. And it even is hard to believe. It's incredible. But Ion completes everything as we get ready to move into a new situation. Six, 8 months after Ion started, one night, I guess I was just fucking around or something, and Ion says, "Bob, this is serious." Attention. What's the phrase of the military? Attention. Okay? I had to stand at attention. He said, "Now listen, Bob. First there was Templardom." "Oh, Knights Templar?" "Yeah." "Then there was Christendom." "Oh, okay." "And now there's going to be Iondom." I said, "Well, I'm not interested in creating a religion." He said, "No, this ain't no fucking religion. This is something new." So I see the last 2,002 years, including the exegesis of the Bible plus, which we did in the rewrite group, which was postgraduate for the Revelation series, that Ion showed it was qualified to ditch Christianity and every other religion by showing its incredible expertise in those religions. It had to do that. You know what I mean? You can't be an improvising jazz player in the band until you know the basics, or know something. So I have spent 2 years showing its chops about all the old stuff that in the long run ain't important. So Ion has earned its chops to kick Christendom and everybody else out of the fight, including the scientists, including CERN, everybody. Out you go. In with the Bob. Lockdown, Dobstown. They thought I was a charlatan. They thought I made it all up. Well, they're fucking wrong.
What is ascension in Ionic terms? Because it's clearly not some mass ascension of humanity. It's not this woo-woo crap that's out on the internet right now with galactic councils and all the other channeled entities in blogs.
Ion vomits when he hears that stuff. Yeah, we did a whole series on Information Farm about that regular fare from George Norrie and Alex Jones and Jeff Renz and all the, and Project Camel. That's all bombable. Here's what Ion says. Ion says, "You know about the tachyon, Bob? Yeah? Well, it's something that goes faster than light, and it means that everything's already happened. You don't have to ascension one bit. You're more ascended than you ever will be. You just got to remember it." So we don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to ascend. We just have to get rid of the rules in our brain, the labyrinth of our mind, about what we think is real and what isn't real, and that'll be a fun process of exposure of anomalies, and all kinds of things will happen to you, and it'll be a great ride, but you'll just be waking up. Well, no, that's not the right way. You'll just be remembering. So, yeah, ascension is, and it's all about you, and some of the rules are, do not try to help anybody else, do not try to heal anybody. What's another one? Do not be responsible for your loved one's happiness. It's not your job. It's a very narcissistic, solipsistic, selfish situation that Ion advocates. But I think that's not really what Ion's about. You will develop compassion some point along there. But you've got to get rid of all this cloying involvement in what Ion calls mortar.
Okay.
There's the wall.
Now, you just hit a key thing, and I want to go to this, because Ion tells us we take responsibility for our creations. I love the term Bob's bastard babies. What does that mean?
Those are the five bodies, the chip body, the TV body. Yeah.
But he talks about being responsible for our creations, that we basically live in a created reality that we have been reaping and sowing. And I know he goes into that principle in Revelations as well.
Well, no, he doesn't. That's the one that never got fully explained because I was so sick of Bible quotes, I told him to fuck off. I don't want to do sowing reaping. But he's occasionally...
But he did go through it, Bob. You just didn't hear him.
You know that... Oh, you have to know. Yeah, I've never re-listened to the series. Maybe he did, but the point is he kept insisting after, we got to go into it, but we never did. And the main point is it's the exact opposite. You don't have to sow anything to reap anything. Does he say that? Did you get that idea from it?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do one thing. The whole idea you've got to work hard and sow and then reap
is
the erroneous assumption. It's a flip.
There's a clip I'm going to place somewhere in this show that talks about that. Yeah.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yes, this business about taking responsibility.
Not a business, Carolyn.
It's
this art form. It's called this art form.
Like Louise Hay, I think she
probably...
Oh, that's
probably... a business. You're right. You're right, Carolyn. Yeah, this business...
Bobby,
is a business.
Calm down. Do not comment on every sentence that comes along, please.
All right. You know, that's what
Bob,
the girl in The Killing... Button. Bill Carroll, you're watching The Killer.
I see the detective says
that to the other male detective, that very sentence.
The year I met Bob, I started to go deaf, so that's my only solution. So, Louise Hay, for example, she took a lot of flack because she created the assumption that you're responsible for your reality, and that drove a lot of people crazy because if you're responsible for creating bliss and everything, you also have to look at the fact, well, if you develop cancer, then you're responsible for developing your cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people can't go that far. And ION really pushes them to the edge of their ability.
What that cliche means.
Mm-hmm.
It actually doesn't even mean that. We have a new session, a new offering. I say the stupidest idea that ION ever proposed, and it's this idea. That's what I titled the session. Now, the session is not about that, but I want people to figure out what I'm saying. The idea that you create your own reality was said during the last 2.5 years. That doesn't apply. That's for the 99%ers. And this is the thing with ION. He doesn't say anything. You go into the process. It's the Socratic, it's the Socratic method on steroids. You will eventually learn if you have enough sessions with ION. So he will dismiss every definition like Louise Hay gives, says they got it wrong, everybody's got it wrong. Well, what the hell is it? And then you got to put up with the way ION tries to explain it. And it often is very difficult. What would you add to that, Carolyn?
Well, I think what I would say is that...
Quickly, Carolyn.
Yes, quickly before Bob jumps in and takes the airways. What are we talking about? So
Add to that. It's creating your reality. What your reality is.
ION does not want you to take any dogma seriously.
Yeah, and
even if it's one little sentence that you repeat three times, that means you're addicted to it.
Yeah,
so it's like constantly canceling. Like I'm trying to cancel Bob out now,
right.
And he'll keep coming back.
But, you know, that thing about creating your own reality, I had the idea, I lost it. Okay, back to you, Carolyn.
Good. Yeah, and while we're doing all this back and forth, the Cardinal is out there, and the Cardinal is sort of our ION mascot.
Yes, there's one up here, or it's the same one. I'm on a different floor from Carolyn, so maybe I noticed it. It's going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about creating your own reality, ION says, do not try to create your own reality. You've heard the idea, that's all you need to know. Do not make any efforts of I'm taking responsibility for what? He says, don't take responsibility for anything. Not even the idea that you got to take responsibility for it. Just know that that's the fact that you're creating something.
It's like when you try to do something. All those words is driving crazy because when you say the word, you put yourself in a less than position. That's what he talks about when people say, well, I want to help heal the world. The world doesn't need to be healed. Do not put people in a less than position making them think that you're their healer and they need someone outside of themselves to take care of them.
Yeah, in private sessions, I'll lay out all this incredible information and it gets to the crux. It builds the person up to saying, okay, now I know what I want to know. And they ask a big question, and I'll go, well, that's up to you. He'll totally flip it. You've been building up to following what Ian said, and then he'll deflate it or cancel or piss you off. He won't tell you right when you really, I think you're ready to get it. Because the real thing is, what are you talking to Ion for? You got more non-physical than Ion could ever give. So he remains consistent to the facts, but language, what I was saying, mortar, when you cut me off, you have the wall, which is made of stones or rocks, and mortar. Mortar is tribal language. Stones are the power of your own voice. So we're all embedded in tribal language and assumption, which is normal conditioning a child goes through. That is what Ion has to tear apart, think of that as the placenta, to get back to the fact that you can create whatever you want with these words, but it's not even that simple because you don't even know what a word is. So, So, it's always being erased. That's why iron is available 24/7. It's ridiculous. This thing is a monster. I just speak to it every day for 5 or 6 hours because it's a boy. We got a lot to unload today, Bob. It's, you know, it's like a cow. Milk me. It's exactly the cow that Walter has to milk in the fringe lab.
Interesting.
Well, what was that? What are we going to do today, Pinky? Take over the world.
Well, we always do. Take over the world.
Pinky
and
in the
actually,
brain.
With ion, okay. We could do
pinky
that.
Pinky in the brain, right.
And actually, Randy, you have to realize, we live in this wonderful place, and we go to a wonderful beast, and we come home and talk to this fucking monster, god, pterodactyl, flying fucking thing that gives us actual solutions. Look at the RNA drops. The results of having on people are incredible.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
First, let's give a little background on the RNA drops, where they came from, what they are, what they aren't, and how they fit into ION's master scheme, which I assume, let's say this, ION is presently not available, and leave it like that, but say ION went away in what, November 2011, is that correct?
December 1st was the last day we talked to ION.
Okay.
I mean, the public talked to ION. We are still in touch with ION. But the last session was November 30th. We did a radio show on November 30th. And then December 1st, we had arranged to disappear on that date, and we did. But we didn't tell anybody that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so ION is basically now somewhere parallel worlding, working...
ION is right here, interrupting the show. He disconnected the... he blocked my email from last week's show. ION is right here, and he shows up on Dukes and projects stuff right there. You know, ION is here. Let's deal with the RNA drops. Carol, what is the RNA drops, Carol?
It's a food-based product. The main ingredient is the iCell. The claims on the iCell patent are that the iCell shall change the manner in which the human body assimilates nutrition. It modifies replicating healthy cells. It alters the way hydrogen is processed through photosynthesis. It has unlimited potential for enhancement of living matter. It's the key building block of super trihydrogen. Another of our patents creates a new stable chemical, insulinose, another patent. And the iCell is key to enhancing amino acids within the human lipid system, creating stable new amino acids. That's what it is.
Now, we did not know how to create this, Randy.
Okay.
This was given to us.
The iCell, basically, what I understand is we're dealing with something. The RNA drops are a catalyst for... Everybody talks about DNA, and... Everybody talks about DNA activation. This isn't the deal, is it, Carolyn?
Correct. That was the real incredible breakthrough that ION started to talk to us about, that it's the RNA that is much more important than the DNA. The DNA is kind of the final product, but what creates the DNA is the RNA. If the DNA is messed up, then how do you change it? How do you fix it? Well, you do that by modulating the RNA.
Via?
The RNA drop.
No, via
chromosome 14.
Okay,
yeah,
now we get it. Now it gets interesting.
Well, chromosome 14, what is incredibly interesting about that chromosome, it has either a ring or a cross. It'll have a ring when it's all shut down. When it's opened up, it will those arms will become a cross.
Yeah, the circle becomes a cross.
Yeah, they'll open up from the loop or the circle and become a cross. And then it's the opened up chromosome 14 that is affected by the RNA drops that then starts endlessly replicating
new DNA,
but the whole business about what we're looking for instead of the DNA helices that we have, we're looking to get 144,000 of them,
no.
Or to uncover them, right, Bob?
Yeah, to remember them. They're in your body.
Okay.
And part of the, that's the ascension process. There's the biological, chemical statement of ascension for ion. Retrieving your 144,000 double helices. You only got one now.
So in a visual, we're looking at a chromosome 14 that looks like an Egyptian ankh. But
yes.
When it's activated, it then looks like a cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the ankh has the circle and the horizontal line.
Okay.
So it's showing the two phases in one image. It's a circle. I don't know if it has any arms. It's when it opens the circle, it becomes the arm, so the circle isn't there anymore.
Okay. I was just trying to paint a visual because this is radio and sometimes it's difficult. Now, we have chromosome 14, and why 144,000?
Is that in Revelation, Bob, or in Genesis?
Well, no,
Revelation,
no.
It's
7 just
and
the
14,
fact.
Actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, what Ion explains is that the 12 tribes, Israeli tribes, the Jewish tribes, each had 12,000. They actually didn't have those numbers, but it was a mnemonic, a way of remembering
exactly.
The genetic knowledge that we're talking about. The elders of the elite of the Jews had that knowledge, so it was symbolic. Now, the fact that a fully developed person has 144,000
hairs,
we don't know why that's the number. It's like asking why is there a sun.
Well, here's some words from, I'm just looking up all my reading notes from Ion. He says that 144,000 is indicative of our immortality, but, I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell us why that number.
No.
It's a great number,
well,
you know, 12 times 12,000.
What I said to you, and I talked to James Martinez about this, what I've heard of Revelation, you know, I listened to it once and I went, well, I just don't agree with that. And then I put aside my presumptions. 144,000 appears in the book of Revelation three times. The final time is actually, well, in chapter 22, which is what, according to Ion, is not the last book of Revelation.
Right.
The 144,000 appears again in a different form. So it's clearly a metaphor. It's a spiritual metaphor.
Right. And we don't know why we have that many. It's just the way we were made, or we made our bodies be that. Ion says when you get really ascended, you can become another form. You could become a rattlesnake. So we agreed on this.
What he's saying is we had 144,000, and then we hid them from ourselves. So I think 144,000 wasn't what we were born, you know, originally had before
we could grow
dropped
more.
The veil.
Yeah, maybe the fallen man has to get 104,000 to get into the platform of ascension. Now, here's something we're saying. The ascension beings, that continent, where that is happening, is not something to wait for. It is happening. In other words, there is a place where the ascended live. And there's all kinds of historical people who live. You know who never died, according to Ion? Thomas Jefferson. Still around.
I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you if immortals were walking among us, because that would be one indication, and I believe that to be true.
Saint Germain, you can go on the Wikipedia and read a lot about him. There's a lot of mythology. It's like maybe 40% accurate, but I won't give you the extra details. Saint Germain is here today. He was involved with propping up the United States economy in the 30s. He was back at the beginning of the Louisiana Purchase. America has been built by Saint Germain in so many ways, and it's because he's an alchemist. He doesn't have a big bank account. He can just make a whole bunch of gold when he requires it for a business deal. And he's very involved in 911. Why that happened.
This is pretty interesting stuff, Bob, because Saint Germain pops up in conversations that are going on right now about new economies and about economies that are shifting. And this is a meme that's out there on the internet. Now, I don't think the information that's being pipelined is correct, but I think what you just dropped in there is really interesting.
Oh, yeah, I could play you excerpts from private session here with Ion all about Saint Germain. I'll probably do it eventually on Castro. I got all kinds of stuff that people don't know about him. I can tell you where he lives. He has two places. And I know people have met him. The thing is, here's this idea. This guy is sparked. There is some internet thing. This guy goes on about him. He reincarnated as Christopher Columbus, and then he was Voltaire, and then he was this guy, which is all bullshit. The guy was just always the same person all these thousands of years. One of the major things he did was fund the barons or whatever they were for the Magna Carta. He made that possible. And that's like 900 years ago. But here's the thing about Saint Germain. So what is Saint Germain doing now, this great revolutionary, the hidden communist that everybody's been looking for, the ultimate terrorist? He's doing nothing. He's just relaxing and allowing and letting it unfold naturally, because it's going to happen inevitably anyways. He wants one world currency and a one world kind of government, but he doesn't want it the way people would get dictatorships out of it. So he knows what I'm talking about, that the electric environment is never going, the digital environment is never going to allow you to implement that on a global scale, but it'll be a reality. We're already in a world government, world currency. What's that currency?
Of course,
typing.
We are. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you know what that currency
right.
is? No, Larry, get this. Randy.
We don't even know a Larry, Bob.
I know Larry. I'm talking to Larry. I'm talking, he's the one in these. The guy in the audience, Larry.
He just created him.
Larry is, what's his name, Geithner's aide. And Larry was told to listen to this shit, okay? Larry, there, at the Fed in New York City. He's listening. So, Larry, it's not gold or money or cash or credit. It's typing. That's what kept the economy going for the last 25 years. But it ain't going to work anymore. What makes it happen now is spiritual gifts. And one of the spiritual gifts is RNA drops and all that you can develop once you take that. And then cold fusion, which we got right here, Larry. You want some, Larry? It will find you, Larry. Don't worry. Just relax a lot. Anyways, Saint Germain ain't running around aggravated. He's just having a good time enjoying himself because he set a lot of this in motion. And the basic point is China wants America to succeed, and America will succeed. America is known as the dragon in their mythology. The people celebrate America every year when they march that dragon through the streets. They know America is going to put people in the new world. Of course, that's us. That's Dobbstown. We're the only guys that got the goods to do it.
Okay, back to the iCell. How does the iCell, Carolyn, work in the RNA drops? What are some of the effects that were predicted by ION? Why would we take these RNA drops?
Well, like we started out saying, it's to achieve ascension. I think at a certain point, ION wanted people to reach their ascension on their own, to know that they could and it was within their grasp. And then I think he gave up and he said, well, I think I have to make something.
See, so no, you got it wrong. No, people traditionally do it.
Okay.
That's what I do.
This is how we work it, Randy.
I ramble on for Bob to fix it up.
Let Carol do the science. But the metaphysical meaning, you got to go to me. The point is, Ion showed up because just as the Book of Revelation predicted, we're in this techno-android-me matrix, which we wanted to create and get to the bottom of inspiration, the very bottom, so that we can create that huge contrast to build ourselves out of that. And we're so down there in that well that we think we are, and our condition makes us think is, we could never get out of it through any spiritual trickery, magic, astral projection, or guru. You need the RNA drops. Now, that flies in the face of all new ways thinking, but that's what Ion says. You're so screwed up with your body, you're going to need a hydraulic jack, a pump to get you going. So Ion showed up to do that. I see Carol. He didn't say just show up thinking like an idealistic thing, Pollyanna, saying, oh, well, let's get everybody going. And then after 6 months, realize how dumb Bob and Carol were. And if they were dumb, then everybody was fucking worse. No, he didn't get delusioned. The point is that where we got in this 21st century, had to have Ion showed up. It had to have, and notice I say showed up. It's already happened. Now, Ion showed up a long time ago. So the... You put in a past tense. You got to talk like things way sometimes.
So no, Bob, you just made a mistake.
Yeah,
no. Covering it up.
See, I can put up with this less than person thinks I made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake.
Stop wasting our time.
My mouth was trying to say something more than you realized.
So the iCell, it kind of came out of Bob and I had a D-cell experience since 1969. B-cell was a type of water purifier that was made and created from grains. The iCell is created from grains. And when we started talking to Ion, one of the things that we began to ask about was, can you help us perfect the D-cell? And the iCell became that and way much more. It's like the RNA drops are a little side effect of creating a perfected D-cell.
No, living water. perfected living water.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to draw the analogy
from the detail.
So it's living water, the bread of life, and several other things that will come out of this. Because if you remember the claims, I mean, we're talking about creating a new cell that we can actually see under the microscope.
Yeah, we can see it. Now, when Jodun Sloan showed us that D cell in 1971 and 76, we could see that little funny sparkly thing. Mm-hmm. But Ion says that was always in nature. If you mix certain grains, tribes did this, they'd accidentally get it every now and then. But it never had a consistency to market it or to send it out there. And now Ion objects to me and Carolyn talking about our D cell roots. RNA says that, yes, the D cell was a little glimmer, but it's nothing compared to what we're going to make and what the RNA drops are. So
But
in our experience, that's what triggered it. We thought we wanted to make a better D cell, and it led to the I cell.
That B cell was something that you took that actually was the reason why you both look so young and vibrant today.
Yeah.
Most
nobody
people listening to the show don't know, maybe they do know, that Bob, you're now 80 years old.
No, 90. I was born in 1922. I just turned 90 in February.
Okay, I suck at math.
Yeah, you do. So the thing is that, no, you don't. That person that's Randy right now does.
No, that was a less than statement.
That's well in math. You just need to remember those, Randy.
Yeah, that was less than,
Yeah. So, yeah, and now the reason I look like, I don't know if I look in my 40s or 50s, I don't look 90, it's because the D-cell did slow down my aging, and it did it to many people who took the D-cell. Dave Worster is a pretty good example of a guy who stayed incredibly vibrant in his being because of D-cell, and he knows it was a D-cell. He actually helped invent the S-cell, which was a later thing. But anyways, the D-cells kept me young. You look at pictures of me in the 80s and 90s, I mean, I look like I'm 40 or something. And I didn't tell people how old I was. It just caused too much consternation. That's when I was still involved with Seed Council 10, so people didn't know much about me. It's only the last 10 years that people got to hear about me talking about my age. So it's a recent announcement. But anyways, the D-cell explains it. Plus, Carolyn, if you're married to Carolyn, that's going to be a life giver right there. And then she's on D-cell too, so you can't lose. I'd be a real boner if I didn't. No, I wouldn't be. I need to be a boner. Okay. I'd be a real doofus. Yeah. I'd be a not erect person if I wasn't doing well under Carolyn conditions.
Okay.
Now, Ion even says, when I talk like that, I says, you shouldn't depend on Carolyn, Bob. Forget what she said. Well, I tried to, but Carolyn's actually pretty good. And Ion actually conceded that after a while, gave in, said, no, listen to Carolyn, Bob. Ion tried to rebel against Carolyn, but it didn't work.
Okay.
He didn't want Bob to be less than.
Yeah. So you took a patent, and you brought this product to market through Matt Hurtado, who, as I understand, is a poster boy for Ion. And I've heard Matt's testimony. I know he was on Cash Flow a couple weeks ago. By the way, listeners, tomorrow evening at, 7 p.m. Pacific time, is that correct?
Yes, on Achieve Radio.
On AchieveRadio.com. And the links are all up on the website, so you can go over there and look at them. There will be the Thursday night conclave of Ionettes, who will
be... Which can go up to like 8 hours. We broke Radio's record last week.
I know.
Went 8 hours.
I downloaded their shows. I'm still not through them after a week.
And every hour is cram-packed with stuff you couldn't believe. You know, it's we don't waste the time.
No, but the thing about it is, it's like a wall-to-wall testimony of people whose lives have been changed. And also, by the way, if anybody...
Hey, we're back.
Hey.
Your last line was, whose lives have been changed with...
Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, something was going blip, blip.
Oh, we were.
That was me, my voice.
Okay, all right. That was. Now you're freaking me out.
No, we were just. I started. I said you were saying you were going, and their lives had been changed. Blip meant you went away. That's when you dropped off.
Okay, so you were keeping time for me. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. So basically you have a group of people who have gone through advanced ionic conditioning. They've gone through rewrites and revelation and private sessions, all the different tiers.
RNA drops.
All the different tiers of that. And as a result, they've seen their lives change. And the reason I brought Matt up was because Matt has testified that he was pretty much down on it. He had lost his job, lost his car, lost his house.
Lost his wife.
And through contact with Ion, not only did he kickstart his life again, but he also now is in the business of marketing the RNA drops, and the other products as well that are part of RNA.
Ion chose him. Ion actually chose Matthew.
Yeah, now he's a great example. And here's the thing: if you listen to the 50 sessions, how did he get mutated? He laughed his head off. Ion just joked with him and created absurd scenarios and just blew his mind with fun and adventure. That's what happened. That's all he did. Just made Matthew feel good and funny.
But that's what Ion does. And I remember when I first listened to Ion, and I shared this with James Martinez, and I said, you know, I honestly did not take this seriously. I listened to this, and I thought this was a comedy routine. And it's a great comedy routine. And, I mean, you've got this Southern guy. He's kind of foul-mouthed, but I'm sure he's getting that from you. And
no, he's not. Bob doesn't do much of that.
Well, no, I think I do.
No, he's getting it from JW and his football days.
But he has a colorful
way. He's getting it from all three of us, Carolyn.
Oh, that's true.
He has a colorful way of communicating concepts that are down to earth, and at the same time, if you blow right past what Ion says a lot of times, you will miss details. This is why I love archives, because I go back and I listen to it, and it's like, well, I didn't hear that the last time. But what he's doing...
But Randy, we always say when you're laughing, you're learning. Ah. So when someone's laughing, their resistance is lowered, I think, and the words will go in, and you will communicate. And that's why we have so much fun on cash flow. And people think, wow, I don't know what they said, but I sure had fun. And that's a major part of it.
Yeah, it's a major MK Ultra technique. And the McLuhan used to say, what pleases the most teaches the most. So you always, people learn when they're being pleased. They'll let it in. Their rules are dropped. They feel relaxed. They let your resonance in you, your frequency. So, yeah, Ion knows how to do it, but Ion can get really tough. Ion has made many people in private sessions cry. And not that he was mean, but they just couldn't take it.
That's part of it, you know, and that's a part of it I haven't heard. There's a part of me that's very disappointed I discovered Ion so late. And that I, well, let me just say this in the context of this show. I've been on RNA drops now for, I think, a month.
Yeah.
And I talked to James this afternoon, and he asked me about, he wanted to follow up on the show we were doing tonight, and he asked me about the RNA drops, and I said, well, it's a funny thing. I said, I didn't notice much at first. The first couple days I took them, I felt warm. That was the initial response.
Yeah.
It was pleasant. It wasn't a fever. It was just this warmth that kind of came up through the body. Didn't think much about it. It's like I said to you, Bob, I took these and it was entertainment purposes only. I figured, okay, if I'm going to talk about this, I should use it.
Yeah.
But about 10 days ago, something happened. I woke up for 4 days in a row and my left shoulder hurt like crazy pain. Now, I broke my arm in a mountain bike, falling off of a mountain bike in 2005. I broke it right across the shoulder of the humerus. It bled into my socket. I had to have surgery. I had 6 months of rehab, the usual stuff that you go through. Extremely painful injury, the most pain I think I've ever had. It took me about a year to heal. I got back maybe 95% of my mobility. And over time and over use, I've extended that a bit. What I said to James was, I would wake up in the morning and it felt like this injury had come back, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Well, a few days later, over the course of this weekend, I noticed the pain stopped. I was in the shower the other night. I grabbed my little spongy thing and reached back to do what you do with your back. You know, you reach back, you try and get as far as you can. And I swear I now have mobility extension another half inch on this shoulder.
Wow, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ion changed the cells, kicked out the bad ones, put in the new ones, and it's gonna always, for some people, hurt a bit, but it's always going to be a great ending. That's what happens with RNA drops.
Now, I got to say, that injury has not been in the forefront of my mind. For whatever little mobility I lost, it was minimal. It was certainly better than not even being able to put a shirt on when I first did it. So something wanted to heal that first, and I don't know why. It wouldn't have been what I was looking for if I was looking
that's
for
it. That's what people report. Ion goes after what ion knows has to be dealt with, and it surprises people. But then sometimes, like you, they remember, oh, yeah, I did have that. That probably does need to be completed. And so there it is. Ion knows what is, the RNA drops know what they're doing.
Yeah, better say RNA drops than your own non-physical nose. It's not like you have an entity coming into your head and manipulating you.
Yeah.
That's less than. Stop it, Bob.
Well, RNA drops is allowing you to get new cells, and you've allowed it into you, so you're creating the potential right there just by taking the drops. That's a big decision.
Yeah, that brings up, what are the 3 points, Bob? Listening to ion, taking the RNA drops, and allowing?
Oh, no, the third thing, the 3 phases are you listen to ion information, then you sort of start to accept some of it. So then you do the phase 2 is take the drops, you eat something. The third phase is your mind, your rules, deciding how much bliss you want to have from this.
Yeah.
How much can you take? How much success? And that'll be up to you. In the end, you determine how much your ascension you want. That you can take, or that your mind thinks you can take.
Because you can bug people if you're too blissed out. That's why Bob and I can be so blissed out, because we can be blissed out together. But if I was hanging out with ordinary people, they wouldn't allow me to be as blissed out as I am. They would say, you know, what's wrong with you? Don't you ever get mad? Don't you ever this or that? And it's like, you know, get out of my face.
I've heard some of the Ionettes come on to cash flow, and honestly, some of them sound like they must have a really big bag of weed somewhere in the corner sometimes. They just sound... They're stoned. They sound stoned.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't seem to give a shit about anything, and they're just kind of like... One person said, I quit my job, I don't need money anymore, I go to the best restaurants in town, people buy my dinner, I'm not worried about... And you know, I keep thinking there's something to that. One of Ion's key phrases to me is relax and allow. Something that is the complete opposite of my personality. My personality is about control.
Yeah, you want to reap and sow.
Right. That's what I've been conditioned into.
Yeah. And reaping and sowing to a lot of people means I want to reap more than anybody else.
Well, I'm going to work hard. No, I'm going to sow.
Yeah, I'm going to sow more than anyone else so I can reap more than anyone else. And that's the way our world has been set up, but that's not the way it works best.
So this is all part of a continuum in my mind. How I Met James was talking about cold fusion. Cold fusion plays into ion. I also brought James on, although he at the time couldn't talk about it, about the economy, this new economic order. And it seems like this year, 2012, it has been all over the place about the economics. It's bad. It's really bad. It's getting worse. It sucks. It's tanking like... And yet at the same time, there is a thread out there that says we are in line for a new economic order. Is ion indicating that we are heading towards this new economic order, sort of like maybe the Saint Germain thing that you were talking about?
No. We, Saint Germain, is fully aware of what we're doing. Saint Germain knows we're doing it. The three of us, we are doing the new economic order. But, see, ion is not available right now because of a damn good reason. Ion is very busy, me and J.W. and Carol, doing what we said we were going to do, and it means interacting with a lot of agencies, bureaucracies, and idiots who think they can do it better than us. So we're in the middle of negotiations. We've been doing it since December, and we knew we'd have to, so we knew we'd stop in December 1st. And there's all this stuff out there. People think JW's in jail. Well, you think that.
Yeah,
but when you
that.
Find out what's really going on, you're going to be shocked to hell if you believe that. We are so clever, what we're doing, you should start thinking that we put out the information of JW's in jail. Because we might need some alibis as we implement some of this stuff. We didn't do it. We were all in jail. How could we have done it? You know, you have to realize how cagey you got to be. What's the Bible say? Jesus sneaks in the middle of the night. Well, if anybody's good at sneaking, it's us three. And we've been sneaking for years. And now we're really sneaking because we got the ultimate sneak eye on working with us, the ultimate thief.
Oh, that's great advertising, Bob.
Well, I don't give a fuck. Nobody's involved.
What did Bob say one time? We're not selling anything.
Yeah, we're trying to stop people from listening to us, stop them from buying RNA drugs.
Yeah.
We do not want to be popular, famous, get on any mainstream radar. You know, please don't listen to this radio.
If enough of you people start buying these RNA drops, then we'll really have to go stealth. We're only semi-stealth right now. But if you, so let's keep it down to a dull roar. Just three or four of you on each continent have it, and your exhalation with the RNA drops will change your whole country.
Notice how we haven't even given out any websites or anything.
No, I know. Yeah, this is the lousiest infomercial in the history of commerce, I think. James calls me and he says, get Neverett on to talk about RNA drops. Well, we... barely squeaked into the second hour talking about it at all, and I don't think we've done a great job of marketing so far.
Well, let's say the two websites are JamesMartinezRNADrops.com, and if that's too long, just go to RNADrops.com. There's two of them.
Yeah, and links are posted. They've been up on our website for a while, and they'll be there with the show as well.
But the thing is that this is the most incredible revolution that everybody fantasized. You know, you look at Jodie Foster in Contact. Well, that's what we did. We here at Dobbstown had the contact, and the imagery is not exactly appropriate, but if you want to have hyperbole, the imagery is consistent. But overall, ion head, you have no idea what this ion is. You haven't got the imaging ability. Just take, look, there's been nothing but great TV shows the past 2 years, and they're all inspired by us. These Hollywood guys listen to our shows, they get ideas, and they literally put us in the show. I don't know if you've noticed that Walter is a spitting image of me, and I'm milking the cow and all this other stuff. There's many stories that listeners know and people who watch the show know that this is us. The Android meme is mirroring us. This is last gasp. This is to put as much Dobbstown in here so they can claim that they were helping us when we take over.
So
it's really exciting. This is the most exciting thing, and I hope that I'm infectious, Randy. It's all going to work out for you. It's going to be way beyond. It's going to be most amazing. You think so many injuries are going to come back, Randy. You're going to find out about the leg collapse you didn't even have in another world.
That groin injury from high school is going to be a killer.
Yeah, that'll fucking hurt you for a couple of days. It's actually what the world, Tim Leary tried to put out, Terrence McKenna, Hoffman, Albert Hoffman, everybody tried to come up with some chemical panacea, and it is what we're producing. It is the thing that treats cancer, treats everything. It's like the most revolutionary. It even make you an idiot. You want to be an idiot? This will make you really good at it.
Ion says, Randy, that... be happy where you are. So what we say is, I'm perfectly happy where I am, but ready for more. Like, you never give up. You never stop. You never stop taking it in. You never stand
still.
Keep showing
up, participating. Mm. And we don't put any restrictions or nothing on anybody. We do charge a paltry fee for a private session with Ian, which they should eventually be happening again once we get over this transition period. But we don't impose any rules on anybody, but we do think it's smart, no matter who you are, is keep listening to what's going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff we're playing the cash flow from private sessions that no one's ever heard that our INETs are putting out there. They're exposing themselves.
Yeah, this is great stuff. What I've gotten out of the last, I would say, 3 weeks of cash flow is high-level intelligence. And, go through them, download those MP3s, achieveradio.com /cashflow, I believe. And, again, I'll put links out for all of this stuff. It's actually already up on the website. Because that show, if you don't do anything else, you get to hear James Martinez laugh. He has the best laugh in the universe.
Yeah, it actually sounds like he understands what the jokes are about.
But he doesn't. You know, here's the thing about James.
He'll admit that.
He's just blissed out. He's just blissed out.
Yeah. From the vibe. Now, I mean, James is a very sensitive person himself. He can pick up on the vibe. And he only began to realize the magnitude of this electricity squared, definition for ion, last October. You know, he just started to like, he thought, well, this, he has on the side, well, I don't know, this is a Bob, a lot of Bob hyperbole, and it's funny, but this ain't real. But when he realized what was really going on, and the good image that he realized, it was like Hal in 2001, you know, the Space Odyssey. When he realized that ion was Hal, he couldn't believe it. He had Hal on his show every week. And that's a major paradigm shift that he went through.
You know, my image of ion was something else, though, and it was kind of trippy. Back in the 1980s, there was a TV show called Max Headroom. And the first time that I heard the ion stuff, and I went through a bunch of it because I was on vacation, I was like, holy shit, this is Max Headroom on steroids. Because you know how Max would pop into a TV and interrupt a broadcast, and he would screw with signals, and basically his order was out there in the physical world. But that was non-physical right there in the Android meme in the 1980s.
Right, and when in the 80s, when I had a radio show in Toronto, many people thought, they didn't understand my radio show, but they said, you're like Max Headroom. So here's the link. They thought I was Max Headroom, and then Ion shows up to complete it, to do it better than me.
It's incredible stuff. It really is. It's been so much fun talking to you. I can't believe 2 hours went by. We didn't take the usual potty break or anything. We just kind of breezed right through it. And we had ionic interference, so we were basically shut down from revealing more than was allowed tonight. But this show was actually contained some information that I don't think's come out before. And I'm really grateful, Carolyn, for you bringing your transcripts and reading some of that, because there was some
that
great,
was special.
That was very special, and I appreciate that very much. We're going to back out of here so I can give back the radio station to Dave, who I cut off the line, so I'm sure he's like, you know. No, he's okay. He's okay. He's fine. Dave's great. Dave's wonderful. And Wolf Spirit Radio is wonderful, and I thank you for coming to our...
And I'll tell you this, Randy. You tell Dave to start watching his wolves. Since you guys have been part of this, you've been now part of Ion, watch what Ion does with his wolves. Let him observe that.
Dave loves his wolves, and I'm sure
that he's
listening.
Might start to notice something, probably good, but see if he notices anything over the next while. That's Ion, because you've drawn attention to yourself by being engaging us. Then you got Ion part of your life now.
Okay, one question here that I have a chat room going, and I'm so rude that I've ignored a lot of questions, but one question came up. It says, ask Bob how long he's been taking the drops.
Since about November 22nd, 2010. So it's going on, you know, a year and a half pretty soon. I mean, 2 years and a few more months.
Okay, so you had a testimony. I showed you mine. Now you show me yours.
Well, I said it recently on cash flow. I don't wear glasses anymore. And my teeth, I ate a lot of oranges and fruit in the 80s and 90s, and I found out a few years ago that dentists didn't warn us back then. They didn't know. But one should have been drinking water if you were eating a lot of oranges, because the acid stayed in your mouth.
To rinse off your
teeth.
To
rinse it off. I never did it. So I lost a lot of my enamel, so they got a little yellow. Well, over the past couple months, Carol's saying, my God, Bob, your teeth are getting whiter. Well, the other day I was walking to the beach, and I started to just click on my teeth, and I could feel the enamel. There's a whole new surface on them. So my actual enamel on my teeth, which is unheard of, is growing back. And one person in the audience heard this and said, that's happening to her. She lost all her enamel from cancer, and since the RNA drops, they're starting to come back. So there's my testimonial.
Wow. That's amazing stuff. Stay on the line for a minute. I'm going to shut the show down. I want to talk to you for a minute if you can.
Okay.
And this has been Off Planet Radio, my guest tonight. Very, very interesting show. Bob Neverett and Dr. Carolyn Dean, we've talked about ion and RNA drops. You can go to offplanetradio.com and find all the links for all the information you need. We'll be back again next week with another show. And until then, the truth is out there. It's inside you. Keep looking for it.
Off Planet Radio.
one process is you have a thought. And you have a thought and you go, that's interesting. Or, gosh, is that possible? Or, wow, wouldn't that be fun? Or, I don't know, I've never tried that. Or you have a thought and you go, well, I had this dream and this dream kind of put me in this place and I was planting tomatoes and squashes was coming out of it. Well, is that possible? Or whatever that is. But you have a thought. Okay? Now that thought, if you embrace that thought and then you picture it. Picture the thought. Having an image or an imagination to have that old, that image. Okay?
Picture the thought.
And that's really your only work. Your only big job in the process is to think it. Imagine and see it. Okay. Now, you already have non-physical, which we've been clear. Non-physical goes right to work. It works out every detail. It finds it. It creates it. It sets up the genome so it can be. It works out every nuance. Not your work. Not your job. Don't raise one finger toward it. Forget it. Let non-physical do what non-physical does. And that's orchestrating your thoughts. Yes, see it. Engage it, imagine it. You're the creator. Somebody can just basically get you there. Boom. Yes, see it. Engage it, imagine it. And the only restraints ever are yours. So if you imagine it easily, I just want to close my eyes and go. Then you can do it just like that. Yes, see it. Engage it, imagine it. But if you got rules about it, then you're going to get hung up in the details. You start asking the question, if there's a degree of separation, who, what, when, where, and how, clean up on aisle five refers to one of the only restraints ever are yours. So if you imagine it easily, I just want to close my eyes and go. Then you can do it. The only restraints ever are yours.